As the train screeched into the station, Gabrielle forced herself to imagine what the senator would do if the photos hit the presses. The first thing to pop in her mind both shocked and shamed her. Sexton would lie. Was this truly her first instinct regarding her candidate? Yes, he would lie. Brilliantly. If these photos hit the media without Gabrielle's having admitted the affair, the senator would simply claim the photos were a cruel forgery. This was the age of digital photo editing. Anyone who had ever been online had seen the flawlessly retouched spoof photographs of celebrities' heads digitally melded onto other people's bodies, often those of porn stars engaged in lewd acts. Gabrielle had already witnessed the senator's ability to look into a television camera and lie convincingly about their affair. She had no doubt he could persuade the world these photos were a lame attempt to derail his career. Sexton would lash out with indignant outrage, perhaps even insinuate that the president himself had ordered the forgery. No wonder the White House hasn't gone public. The photos, Gabrielle realized, could backfire just like the initial drudge. As vivid as the pictures seemed, they were totally inconclusive. Gabrielle felt a sudden surge of hope. The White House can't prove any of this is real. Tench's power play on Gabrielle had been ruthless in its simplicity. Admit your affair or watch Sexton go to jail. Suddenly it made perfect sense. The White House needed Gabrielle to admit the affair or the photos were worthless. A sudden glimmer of confidence brightened her mood. As the train sat idling and the doors slid open, another distant door seemed to open in Gabrielle's mind, revealing an abrupt and heartening possibility. Maybe everything Tench told me about the bribery was a lie. After all, what had Gabrielle really seen? Yet again, nothing conclusive, some Xeroxed bank documents, a grainy photo of Sexton in a garage, all of it potentially counterfeit. Tench cunningly could have showed Gabrielle bogus financial records in the same sitting as the genuine sex photos, hoping Gabrielle would accept the entire package as true. It was called authentication by association, and politicians used it all the time to sell dubious concepts. Sexton is innocent, Gabrielle told herself. The White House was desperate, and they had decided to take a wild gamble on scaring Gabrielle into going public about the affair. They needed Gabrielle to desert Sexton publicly, scandalously. Get out while you can, Tench had told her. You have till 8 o'clock tonight. The ultimate pressure sales job. All of it fits, she thought. Except one thing. The only confusing piece of the puzzle was that Tench had been sending Gabrielle anti-NASA emails. This certainly suggested NASA really did want Sexton to solidify his anti-NASA stance so they could use it against him. Or did it? Gabrielle realized that even the emails had a perfectly logical explanation. What if the emails weren't really from Tench? It was possible Tench caught a traitor on staff sending Gabrielle data, fired that person, and then stepped in and emailed the final message herself, calling Gabrielle in for a meeting. Tench could have pretended she leaked all the NASA data on purpose to set Gabrielle up. The subway hydraulics hissed now in L'Enfant Plaza, the doors preparing to close. Gabrielle stared out at the platform, her mind racing. She had no idea if her suspicions were making any sense or if they were just wishful thinking, but whatever the hell was going on, she knew she had to talk to the senator right away, P.E. night or not. Clutching the envelope of photographs, Gabrielle hurried off the train just as the doors hissed shut. She had a new destination. Westbrook Place Apartments.